KISS frontman Paul Stanley, prayers and sympathy are not enough after Midland, Odessa shooting. By A.W.R. Hawkins on September 2, 2019. KISS frontman Paul Stanley claimed that mass shootings with automatic and semi-automatic high-powered firearms are commonplace, in the wake of the shooting in Odessa, Texas, that saw a gunman kill 7 people and injure 22 others, and suggests prayers and sympathy are not enough. We don't have more crazy or mentally unstable people in the U.S. What we do have are commonplace mass shootings with automatic and semi-automatic high-powered firearms. That cannot be disputed, the rocker said on Sunday. Tell me what we in our government must do. Prayers and sympathy are not enough. Stanley did not provide an example of a mass shooting with an automatic firearm, because such an example is not to be found in the 21st century. But semi-automatic technology, which is well over 100 years old, is certainly common in firearms that criminals use to carry out their heinous deeds. After 2 hours of backlash on Twitter, the KISS frontman followed up with a tweet to say he does not know what the government can do to stop mass shootings. Rather, he was hoping someone else might have some insight. I don't know the answer, but I'm asking for everyone's thoughts. Anyone who thinks I should stay in my lane should leave now. This is my house. If you do have opinions, why shouldn't I? Mass public shootings with AR-15s and other commonly owned semi-automatic rifles get a ton of publicity from the establishment media, but FBI crime numbers show that far more people are stabbed to death than are killed with rifles of any kind. Breitbart News reported FBI crime stats for 2017 that showed nearly 4 times as many people were stabbed to death in the U.S. than were killed with all types of rifles combined. Breitbart News also reported that the 2017 FBI crime stats showed more people were killed with hammers and clubs than with rifles of any kind. On September 1, 2019, Breitbart News reported that Hollywood celebrities took to Twitter in droves to push gun control and blame the Midland-Odessa shootings on Republicans. Bette Midler best exemplified the vitriol with her suggestion that it is time to take these shits to task for murder. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @Hawkins. Reach him directly at @Hawkins@Breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.